talk live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those. The main feature actually allows you to control the content, the stuff you see in the main page, in the main column there, all created by listeners like you. You can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And, of course, as always, there's stuff to be discussed here. Breaking news today, where a government so-called representative has been shot in the head and apparently has actually survived the gunshot wound. The assailant, who then apparently turned and sprayed the crowd with bullets, is also still alive, and he did not attempt to take his own life, as I understand it, but the police have taken him into custody.
I suspect he'll wish that he had done that here relatively shortly.
Yeah, there, it sounds like one of those wanting to be killed by cops suicides. Mm-hmm. What are they called?
Suicide by cop.
Yeah. It sounds like it just didn't go to fruition in his case, so.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. I'm going to give you some more details on it here. And of course, the important question is going to be what's going to happen as a result of this. Because for the last, I don't know, a couple of years, few years, several years, they've been, the government guys, especially at the federal level, have been talking about the domestic extremists, right? And how that, you know, they're just as dangerous as the terrorists, and, you know, we need to be ever vigilant, and if you see something, say something, and, you know, creating this kind of police state, this security state mentality.
And there's nothing the government wants to protect more than itself. I mean, this Gabriella gal is certainly, you know, she's a representative, U.S. representative, so Giffords, so certainly they're going to be very upset. Why? Yeah. I mean, you know, if they just shoot some of us mundane out here in the real world, no big deal. You start shooting some of the big-time politicos, then that's going to be a big deal.
Well, they might have made a big deal out of this either way. I mean, he did attack a crowd full of people, mm-hmm. and that's anytime somebody goes crazy with a gun, you can always expect
McDonald's and post offices and things like that and have shot crowds of people in the past.
And usually people call for more gun control, mm-hmm. and more government involvement in people's lives as a result of that. But you're right, Mark. They're going to call for more of it than they ever would now, because this is an attack on the system itself.
Well, plus, these things are usually media events, so there's probably media coverage of it anyway.
Absolutely, especially because there's a politician involved. And apparently, he walked right up to her and, you know, basically attacked her.
Yeah.
So it was an attack on her, and then he just sprayed the rest of the crowd.
There was a time in U.S. history when you could walk up to the president and, you know, see him. The guy who shot Andrew Jackson just walked up to him and did it. And actually, Jackson took the gun away from him. I think he shot him. But the, you know, you're going to see, you're going to probably see representatives and senators now being protected on a much higher level, Secret Service. On, you know, more people. That's what I would suggest.
Representative Gabriel Giffords of Arizona was shot in the head when an assailant opened fire outside a grocery store during a meeting with constituents, killing at least five people and wounding several others in a rampage that, so says, rattled the nation. Giffords was among the at least 10 people wounded, and the hospital said her outlook was optimistic that she was responding to commands from doctors despite having a bullet go through her head.
Yeah.
The hospital said
a
9-year-old child was among the dead, as is a U.S. Marshal, and a U.S. Marshal said a federal judge was also fatally shot in the attack. Of course, they don't bother to tell you who the other victims were, which were also human beings who have lives and families, and families. They don't bother to enumerate them. But apparently the sheriff is saying that six people are dead in this. And so it's a significant, you know, attack.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're certainly welcome to share your feelings on this, but the question is, what is going to happen as a result of this? Are there going to be some changes to, you know, the way gun policy is handled in this country? No, you know, people are going to be calling for that.
Well, I think it was also heavy. The articles that I've been reading were heavy on the fact that this was done because this lady voted for, like, healthcare reform or something like that.
Yeah, she's a Democrat.
Yeah, and so I think this is going to be pushed in a very, you know, anti-extremist fashion towards the right-wing nut job type things, but they're going to lump in all of everybody else in
people.
There. Yeah.
Right, even though this guy, from what I can tell, my initial, I have not dug deep into him, but from what I can tell, he doesn't sound like a liberty guy because he wanted to attack the ACLU. And that's one of those things where conservatives hate the ACLU, but liberty-minded people understand that they pick some really good issues sometimes and they do some good work. So it seems that's my first initial response is like, this guy does not appear to be part of the liberty community, but I think Meg's absolutely right. They're going to zero in on the so-called domestic extremist aspect. He's a Tea Partier, and of course, the Tea Parties, some of them attend, you know, some libertarian types attend Tea Parties, and so if you've got a constitution or you've got a, you know, Ron Paul bumper sticker, you may become under suspicion.
Well, I think it's more than that, though, because it seems like they're trying to create, like, a hate crime out of attacking Democrats now, because, you know, they're so wounded and hurt from all these things that people are doing to them for trying to help people with this healthcare reform or, you know, all their other planned agendas that, you know, people really disagree with, but we don't go to these extremes with it.
Well, that's the meme out there. The suggestion is that the Republicans are much more dangerous than the Democrats, and or the gun carriers, they're more dangerous. But, you know, if you look at there was Catherine Harris. She was a politician in Florida. A Democrat tried to run her over. The Unabomber was a lefty. He killed a whole bunch of professors and politician type folks, and certainly injured others. I think another good example, obviously, the Hinckley fellow who shot Reagan. There's no shortage of people on the left that are willing to, you know, use violence to get what they want. I mean, and that's what politics is. Politics is violence to get what you want. This guy just decided to pick up a gun and do something about it.
Because, and that's not the answer, of course.
You can't. I agree, but you can't tell me that politician isn't employing violence too. This Giffords lady, she voted to have the government force you to have health insurance. Well, what happens if you don't decide not to do it? If you decide, you know, I'm sick of these people telling me what to do, I'm not going to obey their dictates any longer.
They'll probably dock it from your paycheck.
Well, they'll throw you in jail at some point if you decide that if you don't want to do that.
Typically, that's
what
backs up.
You can't tell me that's not violence.
Right. Typically, that's what backs up most government, all government programs, is the threat of a jail cell or the threat of death, threat of violence being used against you.
Politics is just well-disguised violence.
Yeah.
This guy didn't disguise his.
Right. And so, of course, that's from that perspective, someone could say, well, he's justified. They're aggressing against him, and so, therefore, he's justified. It's just self-defense. But
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. But
no. It's
just getting sad that people are getting pushed to that point now that, like,
but you've got the guy that flew the plane at the building a little while back, sure.
It's like this has become their only option. You know, just they've reached a breaking point.
Well, I know. That's how I used to feel. I used to feel like those people. And you see so many different horror stories out there. And, you know, whatever you want to talk about, the police abuse and the police state and all kinds of, you know, more government intrusion into people's lives. And it feels like there's no hope. And people like this have gotten pushed to the brink and they've fallen in. They've given up and they've just decided I'm going to essentially lower myself to the level of the government.
Yeah.
I'm going to respond to them in kind. I'm going to use violence to counter their violence. And, of course, it never ends up working out.
Yeah.
This is not a way to achieve a change, a significant change in the way things work. If what you want is to be left alone, if what you want is to be allowed to be free, and I don't know if that's what this guy wants. He might be a total nut job who is a psychopath. It certainly seems like one.
But I think he'd have to be to shoot somebody.
I agree with that, but I think that you don't start that way. I think that there's a certain path that you start going down where nobody's checking you. Maybe he lives all alone or something like that, and you don't have anybody else to bounce off of or to talk to sort of ground you, and then you just go down this road where all you're thinking about is how you can strike back, and you could be very intelligent about something like that.
Most people, like, who was it, the Unabomber, who was a professor and wrote some like...
Was he a professor? I didn't know that.
He certainly was well-educated. I think
it was a very well-written paper that he wrote. It was scary.
It's a manifesto.
But it was well-written.
The guy that got into that plane and flew it into the IRS building, was it last year? I mean, he didn't seem like a dimwit. He was pushed beyond the brink, and once someone gets to that point, they feel like they're out of options. Like a cornered animal, basically. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything as well. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the archives. We've got a lot of them there. In fact, going all the way back to 2006, you can go to freetalklive.com and get the last week's worth of archives right there on the front page of the site, then click into the archives section to go way back. All of it for free, and all brought to you courtesy of HostGator.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, which is, you know, that's nice when you're a college student and you've got nothing to do over the summer. It's hard to get summer jobs with the way the economy is going, so that generous stipend will come in handy. Housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up to receive updates and reminders. People who have gone through these programs have ended up at 2020, the Cato Institute, all kinds of important places. And you can too, libertarianinternships.com.
So we're talking about the big news that's kind of striking here at this moment is this guy who decided to attack a so-called representative out in Arizona and was then decided to turn the gun on a crowd full of people, apparently ended up successfully murdering six individuals, and it's just absolutely tragic what has occurred. As usual, the news media is reporting on the politician and the judge that ended up being shot in this and kind of ignores the remainder of the poor folks that were victimized by this guy. Not much is known, at least to me at this point, about this guy. I think John actually has a correction listening to WFLA in Tampa. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
John? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Excellent. Yeah, I just got off the phone earlier with Fox News, with Katie Couric's staff, and now it's Gerald Stern. What's happening here, I'm looking at the guy's homepage, and I think the U.S. Marshals pulled it down. I can screen cap it and send it to you if you want. What his issue, his basic rub, is that he is a believer in communism. He lists the Communist Manifesto and Mein Kampf as his favorite two books.
That's a heck of a combo.
He had a real problem with capitalism, and he, especially the way that the Federal Reserve had been set up. So this guy was completely off his rocker. Would have been a really good guest on Coast to Coast AM.
Where was his website?
Oh, this was off of a YouTube page that I located and tracked before they pulled it down.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and send that screen cap to me at Mark at freetalklive.com.
The thing is, you know, the Huffington Post, I had to correct them early on, too, because they said it was a Tea Party, right-wing, Second Amendment freak, or something like that. But that couldn't be further from the truth.
All right, well, I actually had a correction to make here, because I said that he was planning an attack on the ACLU or had some sort of video, but that was not him. That was a different guy. They mentioned this different guy in the same news article I was looking at, so that was not him. And thanks for that. Appreciate the information. Thank you, John.
I'll get that to you. Go ahead. I'll get that to you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that's Mark at freetalklive.com. You can email him the screen cap there. The guy's named John Loeffner. And apparently lived in a middle-class neighborhood. The neighbors said that he kept to himself, would walk his dog, etc. And now this guy is still alive, by the way. So maybe he will get to make very clear what it was that was his motivation, because apparently, allegedly, he left a goodbye notice on his MySpace prior to going out and doing this. So
I heard his MySpace has been pulled, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it really makes me wonder, why is it that the government does that?
It's not the government. Maybe it's MySpace or Facebook.
Why do they pull those things?
I don't know. That's a good question. If you have an answer, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to George in Pennsylvania, because there are certain things that will push people over the edge. And, George, you're going to tell us about something that happened today to somebody within the Liberty community that is one of those things that could push somebody over the edge. It's really upsetting.
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm really sad to report that a valued member of our community, a young lady named Sean, was attacked by her husband, reportedly, the reports are reputable, pushed down a flight of stairs, and when she called 911 to get help, her father-in-law, who is ex-FBI, squashed it by telling the police that nothing had happened. And now they have involuntarily taken her to a mental hospital. She's in the ER, and they're attempting to get her committed for at least 96 hours. This has just motivated the online liberty community, and we are taking out all the stops.
So you've decided to arm up, go down to the hospital, bust in, and start killing people, right, George?
Yeah, it's a real shame to see this violence, because that's just not the way forward. We are our own defensive shield. We just need to back each other up, as we do in the liberty community all the time. Violence is not the solution. And, you know, I'm just wondering, when's our Gandhi going to come out? Where's our Martin Luther King? Because that's what we really need in this country right now.
Well, showing concern for the
violence.
Yeah, I agree with you. The violence is not the solution, obviously. I was kidding. But showing concern and getting the word out, and that's one of the things that has become possible, is because of Facebook and because of other social tools on the Internet, like Twitter and things like that. People are able to quickly pass along this information. It wasn't long after this young lady was committed that the word got out about it. And I think it was either you or Pete Ayer from Liberty on Tour that posted the phone number publicly of this hospital at which she's been committed, and I picked up the phone. I called today to get a message to her. The two people I spoke with claimed that one of the persons said they didn't think that she was there. They allegedly typed it into their computer and did not find it, apparently it has been confirmed that she is at the hospital. I asked the question when I called in. I said, well, I'd like to, or I made the point, I said, I'd like to leave a message for one of your prisoners. And the woman that answered the phone was just aghast at my suggestion. This is a hospital. And I said, oh, well, it's my understanding that someone was taken and is being held prisoner there after being involuntarily committed or something like that. And after I explained what I meant when I said the word prisoner, the woman had nothing to say. She just transferred me over to another department. The next person came on, and I made the same statement. I want to give a message to one of your prisoners, and again was meted with this shock. And I explained myself again, and the person said absolutely nothing, just quietly typed in the name and said, that person's not here. So it was like they came to the realization, like, oh, well, then I guess they kind of are our prisoner. Like,
yeah.
They don't want to think about that because they're just hospital clerks and they're just doing their jobs. They don't want to think of themselves as like a prison ward or warden, but they are, essentially.
Yeah, I get the same reaction when I tell people that, you know, my friends have been kidnapped by men with badges, and instead of just like arrested and taken to the police station or whatever, they always need that explanation of what kidnapped means.
George, where's the best place for people to go online if they want to help out with getting this young lady out of the crazy ward?
As we speak, we're setting up a website at freeshaun.org.
How do you spell Sean?
S-H-A-U-N.
Freeshaun.org. And you're expecting that'll be online when?
Within about 20 minutes. I'm working on it right now.
Sounds good. That's George Donnelly, by the way, from WeWon'tFly.com. And, George, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate the heads up on
thanks,
that.
George.
It's things like that. You know, somebody who is peaceful, who is known in the community, they come along, they take somebody who you know, and they put them in a prison cell, or they put them in a hospital ward on lockdown, and they've done absolutely nothing to harm another person. Stuff like that could push someone over the edge. What was it that pushed this shooter over the edge? What are your thoughts at 800-259-9231? Free Talk Live.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Get your thoughts. Welcome on the shooting today or whatever is on your mind at 800-259-9231 as 6 people are dead with more injured by a madman who decided to spray a crowd after attacking a politician. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be on the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com. It's I actually have one of them on my car from Liberty Stickers. And if you have a band or a business or something like that, Liberty Stickers can make a bumper sticker for you. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Martin.
Back to the phones and to the fun. Ladies, come first. So we'll talk to Jennifer in Kentucky, I think, listening to, Bowling Green, WKCT. Hello, Jennifer.
Yes, I would like to make a comment. I think Please. You all are making too much of their political views. Like, she stood for Obamacare, so, that's the reason why she was shot. innocent lives were destroyed today.
Well, I was just saying that because that's what the media seemed to be bringing up a lot. You know, I was going by what they were trying to portray this man as, not, you know, what the political reasons for it were.
Well, apparently he also had books about, like, you got this picture, Mark, that somebody sent you of his, what is allegedly his, was it MySpace?
His YouTube,
where he claims that some of his favorite books are Mein Kampf and
Communist Manifesto.
So it's a very strange person here.
I just think we need to keep in mind that innocent lives, living and dead, were destroyed today.
Yeah, that much is true. It's certainly a tragedy.
I think our thoughts and prayers need to be with the family, and even the shooter's family has been destroyed. I mean, look what he did to them.
That's all true.
You don't think it's important why he did it?
I don't. I think it's important why, but he's apparently did this alone, and, you know, is it going to stop a future shooter? And we're going to hunt down all these people who read these books and think they're going to, you know, kill a senator?
No, certainly not.
I think he went mad today.
Well, sure, I think absolutely. There is a solution to this, and I think that, and I tried to touch on it previously, and that is that this guy's really reacting to the violence of the government as it stands. He might be nuts, and certainly in a world where the government isn't a violent overarching organization that forces compliance, then maybe there'll still be people who do that. But I think that the fringe individuals in society's past have moved to frontiers. That when people became upset with governments in, say, the East, they moved west, and those kind of things. So, I mean, I think that there are lessons to be learned here, and I think that those lessons are important. If I pray for the family of the 9-year-old that was shot tonight, I may remember to do that tomorrow. I may not. And I think there's a societal lesson to be learned too.
I would agree with that. Here's just an excerpt from one of the, I guess, his writings. Quote: I know who's listening: government officials and the people. Nearly all the people who don't know this accurate information of a new currency aren't aware of mind control and brainwash methods. If I have my civil rights, then this message wouldn't have happened. So
he had 217 views on his YouTube channel.
Clearly, this guy was upset about what was going on in the government, and he felt like he didn't have what he calls civil rights. So any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
I mean, I don't like what's going on in the government, but I go to the voting polls. That's how I voice my opinion.
How's that working
how's that
out
changed,
for you?
Yeah, how's that changed things?
I mean, but that's how it works. I don't turn to violence. I turn to my knees, and I turn to the voting polls.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And that's how a lot of people feel. And it's okay to feel that way. They feel like there's nothing else they can do. They realize that this is their only choice. They're not going to be violent because they're sensible. They understand that that's crazy and that violence only begets violence. But yet they're still faced at the voting polls with the choice between crap sandwich A and crap sandwich B. I mean, that's a very frustrating thing, but they don't know what else can be done at that point. And I think there are a lot of people who might share that particular viewpoint. Let's continue with your thoughts and talk to, I believe we've got Jane listening in listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Jane.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Good evening, folks. Hey, I wanted to point out there are a couple points I wanted to make. One is that the congresswoman might not have been a target. She's a red herring. The real target might have been the federal judge. And it would be interesting to find out, since where they were shot is very close to the Mexican border, how he had ruled against immigration cases or narcotics cases. He might have been the real target.
Well, so according to the story, they walked up and this guy walked up and shot the congresswoman in the head, and
yes,
then sprayed the crowd. And I guess you could call him getting lucky with the federal judge. But one would really have to wonder, how did he know that the federal judge was even going to be there? I don't know about you, but I don't get a memo on these things.
Well, it was some sort of a constituents event that was going on.
But that
there,
doesn't
right?
mean that you have any
well,
idea.
Why wasn't the federal judge there unless he knew the congresswoman and agreed with her policies? And what are her policies about immigration? You used the term blue dog Democrat, and I think that comes closer to a Republican than a liberal Democrat.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what a blue dog Democrat is. I mean, I thought that was
okay, an old-fashioned Democrat. I was born in 1949.
Okay.
So there was a lot more liberty when I was born, and there was more than that when my parents were born in 1908 and 1910. Another point I wanted to bring up.
How many shootings, by the way, were there back then of people, you know, mass shootings? Probably not as many, I would guess.
The first I heard I was in high school was the Texas Tower shooter. It's the first that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
My father, who was born in 1908 in West Virginia, which has the highest private ownership of firearms and the lowest crime rate, believed that everyone over the age of 16, and he was born in 1908, should be forced to learn to use and wear a firearm, unless for religious or medical reasons, no. And he said the first year there would be an enormous amount of deaths, and after that, everyone would step softly. And I wonder if the other people in the crowd had been armed, how many that the shooter could have taken out.
Thank you.
It's a good question.
Good question. And thank you for the call tonight. Well, I didn't know that West Virginia was the lowest crime, or was it in the past?
These kind of things always change. So I'll give her the nod.
Alaska and Vermont and New Hampshire were lower and have fewer gun regulations. But nonetheless, I mean, it is a good question. Did anybody shoot back? I saw a headline suggesting it, but I haven't dug in far enough.
No, they did not shoot back. They waited until the shooter was out of ammunition, and then some staffers jumped on him.
I saw a headline saying that there was somebody in the crowd who shot at the shooter.
Well, if you've got a handgun and you're out in the crowd, that's, I mean,
that
if you're more
like
than
a risk.
Yeah, if you're more than 15 feet away from somebody and you shoot a handgun in a, you know, a relatively crowded area, I mean, you're guilty of attempted murder as far as I'm concerned. But if one of these staffers had been relatively close and taken this guy, you could have taken this guy out.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So people are, you know, still, this guy is confusing, right? I mean, some people are saying that he has all these communists, the Communist Manifesto on his favorite books list. On the other hand, he's upset about the healthcare situation. Maybe it wasn't communist enough for him.
You could call him a left-wing nut or a right-wing nut, but I think he's just a nut.
Sure.
And, you know, that is
he's a left-winger with a concern about the Federal Reserve. It's very weird.
Yeah, it is. It's very weird. And but you can believe this will be painted with by the folks that, you know, get to do the painting on these things, that as a right wing nut. I mean, he's not gonna escape that. You know, the right wing isn't gonna escape that paintbrush.
I don't know. I think they escaped it on the guy that crashed his plane into the IRS building. Wasn't he a lefty?
No, he's a righty.
Well, I believe he was a lefty.
If he was a lefty, it came out far too late in the media cycle for people to really catch on.
That's what you're saying. 800-259-9231. That's a number you can share your thoughts. They're certainly welcome. You can bring up something on this or anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call this show Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. 800-259-9231.
Hey, everyone. It's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor paper. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon with the same awesome deals and free Super Saver shipping and used items and dozens of categories. You're just entering through our special link, and that'll allow us to take a portion of what Amazon would normally take as profit. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. As we continue here with Jill in, I believe, New Hampshire. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live. Jill in New Hampshire, going once. Hello? Hey, Jill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, New Hampshire.
Derry, okay, what's on your mind tonight, Jill?
Actually, I'm way up, way off the topic tonight, but I was curious. Are you involved in the Free Skate Project?
How are you listening to the show tonight?
Well, I'm listening actually through RTR.org, Restore the Republic.
Yeah, I didn't know they had live internet streaming. I had no idea we were on through that website, so that's good to know.
Yeah, somebody posted it and it said, you know, streaming live, and I clicked on it because on the site it said no state project, and I thought, I don't know what that means, but I clicked on it and it was you guys, and I don't know why it says no state project.
Yeah, the No State Project is another radio show hosted by our friend Mark Stevens, the creator of Adventures in Legal Land, which is an excellent book. He normally hosts that on Saturday afternoons at LRN.FM, but nonetheless.
But he's out in Arizona.
Yeah, but yeah, we are in New Hampshire, those of us on this program, and this is actually Free Talk Live. That's what you're listening to tonight. And all three of us are actually members of the participants in the Free State Project.
Good. Then you're the people I guess I want to talk to, because I've been researching this. I heard about it. Actually, it came about through RTR.org, And I found out about the Free State Project, and I'm like, wait a minute, I live in New Hampshire. What the heck is that all about? And so I started to research it. The one thing I cannot figure out, and maybe you can tell me this, is what is the Free State Project? Why is New Hampshire a free state? What is the criteria for that?
Well, the Free State Project was an idea created by a college professor to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one particular state, and the idea being that creating enough synergy that you would actually see some palpable differences in that state. And so far we've got 10,600 signers or so to the Free State Project. If you want to sign, you can go to freestateproject.org. And those people that some people have already picked up and moved, early movers. Probably, I think it's listed at 800, 900, something like that. People have already picked up and moved for the Free State.
That's not entirely accurate, Mark. That number includes people that already lived here. Several hundred.
What is it about New Hampshire that they are using to entice these people to come here? What is so free about New Hampshire? I mean, we have chemtrails, we have GMOs. We have to deal with the federal government just like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm no fan of the federal government, certainly. That's a good question. Did you mention the 10 states, Mark? I was a little distracted.
I didn't mention that.
There were 10 candidate states.
They were all small states, low population.
Small population, not necessarily small states. Some of the states were very large, like Wyoming, which is huge.
Right, but they don't have a large population.
Correct. And so the 10 states essentially were vying for, and the supporters of each of those, because each state obviously had people living in it and people that supported it being the chosen state. And New Hampshire ended up winning the vote. There was a vote held at 5,000. When 5,000 members were reached, they all voted. And, well, not all of them voted, but they had the opportunity to vote. I think about half of them actually ended up actually voting. And New Hampshire.
Like real voting.
Yeah. New Hampshire overwhelmingly won. And for good reason. Now, were either of the two of you involved in that vote?
No.
Okay, I was, and what they did was they sent out a brochure which had at least a page for each of the states with reasons why you should choose that state. And New Hampshire's just overwhelmingly knocked them all out of the park. The folks from New Hampshire came up with 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and they really just went down the laundry list of the benefits of living in New Hampshire. The funny thing is that there are these people that live in New Hampshire. They've lived here their whole lives. They don't realize how good they've got it here. Like, it really is in many ways a lot better and a lot freer in New Hampshire than the rest of the country. And I could go down some of those reasons for you. No income tax is a big one, obviously. No sales tax is another big one. There's an incredibly, from a political standpoint, there's an incredibly great opportunity because there's 400-plus so-called reps in the state house, and that means it's pretty easy to get elected. So there's all kinds of things. You can go to freestateproject.org to actually look at the 101 reasons. It's one of the featured things there.
I did. I kind of researched it a little bit, and in all honesty, I'm... a masshole.
New Hampshire, granite staters call people from Massachusetts.
I'm sorry. Originally from there, and I moved to New Hampshire kind of my job was moving, so I moved, and that was that, and never thought much of it. But I've been here 30 years now, and so I hear all these people talking, and I'm thinking, what are they talking about? I don't get it. Now, I understand there's no income tax, there's no sales tax, and that's wonderful, but the thing, as far as really, really huge, it was funny because I was reading about chemtrails, and I'm thinking, not in New Hampshire. We're a free state. We're good.
Well, I think that's mostly paranoia, and we've had people calling about the chemtrails over the years. I think there are a few examples of, some government spraying things over populations. It happened to us in Florida with the malathion spraying, but everybody knew it. I mean, it wasn't like a in the dark kind of secret thing. I think a lot of people look up at the sky and they see contrails, and
they have changed with the advent of new and different jet technology.
Yeah, there's really nothing really persuasive out there to suggest that everybody is being basted in chemtrails every single day. I think that's a little paranoid.
I mean, agreed to some extent. I would agree with that.
But I share your concerns about the federal government, and I share. Jill.
No, Greg was a co-sponsor of Bill S-510, which is
What's that one? I forget them all. Is that the food bill?
The food safety bill.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, and it was a terrible bill. Agreed that the when you're talking about the representatives and senators that New Hampshire has put towards the you know, United States House and Senate,
they're thugs.
They kind of stink.
Yeah, they're thugs, just like everybody else.
They managed to percolate to the you know, the political game is a game of ravenous thieves and killers. So
yes.
Those are the people that managed to percolate to the top.
Right.
You know, the normal guy just doesn't have what it takes in order to play in that game.
Somebody who might sit on a town council, for instance.
When you're talking about the state government, on the other hand, you're talking about a much more controlled environment than most state governments are.
I will give you that. And the thing is, I'm not here to I'm not trying to downgrade it in any way. And I just was curious. I'm thinking, what am I missing, you know, that all these people are talking about?
They're not coming here because it's the promised land. They're coming here to make it the promised land.
Right. It's a project.
It takes a lot of people to get a movement like this going because, you know, we've seen just today in other states, if you're just the lone guy, then you get pushed to extremes that the only thing you can do is, like, mass kill people. So it's getting people here to try and do it peacefully before people are pushed to that edge.
And so, Jill, from what I'm hearing you say, do you have a better understanding now that we've had a chance to talk to you about what the Free State Project is?
Yes, I do. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, no matter how much time I spent online, even at the different sites with the Liberty sites and all that, I could not get a definition of, you know, I kept thinking, well, what makes New Hampshire a free state?
It's not a free state.
I've been living here long enough to figure that out.
Right. Just to make it clear, it's not the free state. It's the Free State Project. So it's our project. It's our life's work, essentially, to come here and to get involved in the community and get do different things, different sorts of activism, everything from politics to civil disobedience to media and outreach and things like that, to create the free society, to create the so-called free state.
To bring freedom to everybody in New Hampshire, and then hopefully to set an example for the rest of the United States and the rest of the world of what a free state can do.
So, Jill,
at this point, are we, like, under the gun? Are we like, under the microscope?
And, what do you mean by we under the microscope? I don't know what you mean.
You know, in the sense of, you know, we have to show that this works and that, you know, that we are a free state and things are better or easier, you know.
Well, people are going to be paying attention.
Right.
I mean, people
have already called the Free State Project a failure. I mean, you know, they did it years ago. Well, it failed. And, you know, I mean,
there's still people moving here, though.
Whatever. You know, they can say that if they want. But there were more than a dozen Free State Project participants elected to the New Hampshire State House this last election. And the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a liberty-oriented group here in New Hampshire, there were more than 100 representatives that were endorsed by them. So that's more than a quarter of them are, in fact, liberty-oriented candidates.
I'll tell you what, Jill, here's what I'd suggest. Go to freestateproject.org, and there's a forum there. There's some interesting folks over there. You're certainly welcome to chit-chat with them.
Oh, I've been there.
You have, okay. Yeah, so that's a useful place to go. Meg and myself, we blog over at freekeen.com. We live in the Keene area, and that's kind of a local blog where you can see some of the things that are going on here. And those are just two websites. There are more. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The Liberty community here is fairly decent size, and it's getting bigger. More coming up. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.